So what was the rationale for the creation of the play? How did this all come about?
Okay. I've always wanted to write about my students. They've always amazed me. Some of the things they say have amazed me, the things that they do, particularly in a developmental class, particularly in a community college. I became increasingly frustrated trying to explain to people who are not teachers what I do. When I say I'm a teacher, people are an English teacher, they think I teach grammar, or they think I'm teaching, you know, novels or stories. And when I, and they don't understand my students. When I'll say they don't do the homework, they don't do the reading, they may not buy the book, people just look at me funny. They absolutely don't understand. And it became really, really frustrating to try to explain to people what I do or who I teach, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it just became hard to explain. So it all started when I was in California, which is in the show. Mm-hmm. I taught in L.A. for 7 years. The students out there, now this was 20 years ago. This was in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
The students would change. It's a home, all in the show. my life was changed. I was teaching at a community college, and it was just amazing. And I saved all of the artifacts.
What are the artifacts?
I have letters. I have cards. I have notes. Photos from them. I'm going to kind of jump here. I taught high school 1 year in New York. I have my observation reports from my high school.
Mm-hmm.
Those are projected. All the artifacts are projected.
Mm-hmm.
One of my students in L.A. was really a doctor in China.
Oh.
And my dad had leukemia, and she gave me a prescription in Chinese and wrote to her doctor. I mean, all of these things,
wow.
my life intertwined with theirs. I went to their weddings. I went to their quinceañeras. I mean, I have all of that, all of those artifacts are projected. And, I mean, I hired a projection, a scene designer.
Mm-hmm.
And it just became this amazing part of my life. And I came back here, and there's a whole other, my late boyfriend, who was a teacher I met in New York, I went to L.A., I came back, we got together, and he really mentored me with teaching when I started working here.
Mm-hmm.
And he passed away. So that's all in the story, but this is kind of dedicated to him. And it goes back, and then I noticed a change of the students, you know, and that that's noted in the piece. From 20 years ago to now, you know, the different attitudes, the behaviors, the sense of entitlement that exists sometimes, they're the students' proficiencies. And not only do I want to explain to people, but I really think that this is a voiceless population. You know, we see those movies like Dangerous Minds, which I mentioned, all those Hollywood movies about high school. You don't see movies about community college.
Mm-hmm.
You don't really see movies about college, unless it's a college student, but it's a whole
fraternity
different...
Fraternity.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But you don't see you don't see movies about the non-traditional community urban college student.
It's true.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And if you're living in a suburb, and you're maybe middle or upper class, you don't know this exists. And these are the kind of students that you don't want to know. And it's really disturbing to me. And there's, you know, I look at some of my students and I say, or I look at some kids in the street and I say, those are my students. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I just think it's just a people don't understand the community college, the students, the chaos of their lives at times. So my goal was to really, it's all about just creating a sense of awareness of who our students are. I do characters, I do classroom situations, but I do it without judgment. And, I mean, I've been reviewed. I have, on my website, there are 5 reviews
mm-hmm.
from UBC.
Yeah.
Did you read them?
Yes,
yeah.
Absolutely. All positive.
And, I mean, it just said, I just tell it like it is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not making any judgment. I'm just showing what exists. And that's one of the reasons I do this, is I just, you know, it's my personal journey also. But it's showing what exists because most people don't know.
For someone that goes on the website, they read the reviews, they listen to this, they're getting excited, they're kind of like, what do I expect? How would you describe the tone of the production?
It's light, it's funny, there's a lot of laughs. If you ask anybody who saw it here last Saturday night, any of the teachers that went, and that was, you know, my goal is, it's not this serious, heavy, awful. It's funny, but it also, I want it to be thought-provoking. And we laugh. I have to laugh to keep from crying. I do laugh at my, and I just tell the truth. I do make fun of my students. I do laugh at my students. But I do teach them and I do love them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm human. You know, I'm just, and I just am telling my truth from who I am and what I struggled with and my truth as an educator. No one has to agree with me, and I'm not selling anything. And I removed some of the statistics and a little bit of the, punditry. I removed that. We did some rewriting. I'm just putting it out there. Think what you want.
That flows into my next question, because I was going to ask you. You know, the production was in Washington for a little while.
Right.
So, what were the changes that have gone on?
The changes are I had some statistics about the students and about a community college student. Like 53% of community college students drop out after their first year, and I went on websites and we projected a lot of that, and I told a few more statistics. And this happened in a reading over a year and a half ago, that people say, while it may be important, it's least compelling, and it almost could be, it can take you out of the movement of the play and the story. All of a sudden you're hit with like this, it is a reality, but is it necessary?
Mm-hmm.
Probably to put that on my website, because I do have a thing which I'm still building, you know, everything you want to know about community college.
Yeah.
And so those are the changes. You know, I'm trying to make the end flow with what I have. Maybe I added a couple of things. And there were some things where I talked about the students, and this time I'm just trying to just describe them. I just say it's a little different. Instead of coming across like I'm reporting, I'm just describing what I see in my classroom.
Considering your background in acting for teaching, do you feel that this is kind of like the best of both worlds, considering you've built this career as an educator,
right,
but now you get to come back and do this? So how do you feel about that?
It's great. You know, I mean, I like to stand up and, you know, my undergraduate major was public speaking, you know, with theater and English. I love standing up. Hey, I do it every day in the classroom, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I like being in front of people. I like making people laugh. And I love to write. So it's just, I'm following the road. I'm not giving up my career. I'm dedicated here. I'm a lifer. But it's fun. And it's also fun to tell what we do. You know, people just don't know. And it just really bothers me. And it really bothers me that people don't understand our students. They don't know. They make fun of them. Or they give you a look like, oh, yeah, those students. It's just like, oh. So here's a fun, entertaining way to show who we are, me and you and everybody else, with some humor and some reality and some courage and boldness, but to get people to go, wow, I didn't know that. Whatever they do with it is their business. But once they've been... Anderson Cooper says something to expose. He keeps this while he goes out in the field. He there's a phrase he uses about just, you know, exposing what exists and making it real. And that's just it's for me. It's not like I'm trying to go change the world. It's also for me because I can't. It's just so hard. I just give up. I don't even talk to people sometimes. It's like my students.